have a special guest here in the studio. Tina Watson and I have known each other for a lot of years. When we were kindergartners, I'm sure. Tina, welcome.
15 years.
I said, welcome to the Internet Advisor again. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So, hey, we've had you on many times over the years to talk about all sorts of different things. You and I team up. I say you and I team up, but we help a lot of people when they're out of work or when they want to change jobs. And you really, really run that group. It's about 580 some people now. And so you're really good at organizing groups, keeping them together, helping people meet each other, because we really encourage people in that group to help each other do career networking. You're talking about something a little different, a little more formal this time, aren't you? Tell us about what you found online.
So meetup.group is a website that's designed for groups to help organize their events.
Okay.
So it's a social site like Facebook, like LinkedIn, but the focus is organizing groups and events.
And it's called meetup.com?
Meetup.com.
Okay.
And so
why have I not heard of this?
I don't know, because I've been on Meetup for about 5 years.
Yeah. Well, you know, raising kids and stuff like that, so wrapped up in them. Yeah.
So you can meet people that at any of these Meetup functions that you get to know, you like. You might even invite them to come with you when you're coming to the Internet Advisor Show, right?
Yes, I brought Margaret with me. She's somebody that I met in one of the groups that I'm a member of on Meetup.com.
So, Margaret Cunahan, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks. So now, which group, first of all, did you guys meet in?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
It's called Active 50 Plus.
Okay.
It's a social group in Ann Arbor.
So, and you do all sorts of things that that are interesting to the group.
Social things, parties.
Yeah. Well, I could join that. I qualify for not only on the age section. Anyway, we won't go in there. Okay.
But so, you know, the first question I have in mind, so meetup.com, it's a social website, but you don't have to meet people if you don't want to.
No.
It's really...
You would go and create a profile, and then you look for groups that are of interest.
Oh, is that how it works? Okay.
Yes. And when I first joined, it was looking for professional groups.
Yes. Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah.
So.
And then it branched out into more social groups,
right,
and then around special interests, right?
And social groups have really taken off on meetup.com.
So, you know, when you think about it, before you would join your church or a social group in your local area, and that's what you would know about, and it was very broad, very similar to what radio does, broadcast, and then the internet came along and everybody could do something online, very narrowcast, right? Just your own special interest, but it was all online. This kind of combines the best of both, right?
It does.
So tell us, you know, you get there, do you talk to people ahead of time so that you kind of get to know each other beforehand, or is this just kind of...
Usually not. It's possible. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, when you go online to...
Meetup.com.
Meetup.com, a number of boxes come up of all different interests, different ages, some specifically for singles, and some say it's okay if you're married. And then you can pick an interest that you like, and you say, join it, and your name, you put up a photo and a short profile, and then up come all the lists of things that group is going to do in the next few weeks. And you can go to any or all of them that you wish.
So, if you were to go out and do this in the real world, how would you ever know what people's interests were to figure out if that, unless you talk to them for a long time? Mm. But online, you can find out their interests. So,
exactly.
You know, you're very soft-spoken. I would not have guessed in many guesses that you started a meetup group, but something I would not have picked as an obvious one you'd start. What meetup group did you start?
I started Love My Jeep. I have a Jeep and I love to go off-roading and up the dunes. And I was hoping to meet some people who would do the same thing. But it costs money to run a group.
Okay.
And only three people joined me, so I was left paying a bill every month for this group. And in the end, it just wasn't worth it.
It didn't.
And there are already many Jeep groups that I can join.
Okay. And you could find those on Meetup, but you can find other things on Meetup as well, right?
Yes. There's music groups, there are people who like to hike, kayak, dance, all kinds of groups.
There's a Spanish Meetup group that meets in Ann Arbor every Saturday.
Really?
Sweetwater's Cafe, and you show up there around 10 o'clock in the morning, and people talk to each other in Spanish. So it's a great place to go to practice Spanish.
You know, my parents met at the Detroit News Hikers group once upon a time, 60-some years ago, whatever it was. But that was something that happened in the real world in a local area, and now it's happening online. It really started, though, Tina, with professional and technology groups, right?
Initially, in this area at least, I think different types of groups have taken off in different geographies. But initially, I joined, there's a group, again, I'm Ann Arbor-centric, there's a group that's called the New Tech Meetup Group that meets once a month where different startups pitch at that meeting. There's a Java users group. There's a virtualization users group, and they have meetup groups. So you can find those. And when you join a group, like she said, you get emails when there's events that are being scheduled. And any manager in the group can schedule events. So then you can say, oh, there's something going on this weekend. I might want to go to that.
Mm-hmm.
Or the New Tech Meetup Group is meeting next Tuesday. Do I want to go sign up for the event and show up?
You know, one that I was particularly interested in, and just from maybe finding the right person to come on the air and talk a little bit about it, and that is Girl Develop It. Is it girls or girl?
Girl.
Girl Develop It. That's to help young ladies learn how to develop software, right?
Yes.
So you're signed up. You haven't, that's a recent one that you've signed up for?
I've attended a few of their events. I haven't attended very many of them. They tend to run a lot of programs that are teaching people how to write code.
Okay.
So I am a member of that group, and when I'm looking at that group right now on my PC, the next event that they have is called Intro to Version Control, Git, GitHub, and the Terminal. So there's a two-part workshop that they're running. There's another one they're running that's public speaking through lightning talks. So I can see what events they have scheduled and what ones I may or may not want to sign up for.
So how do you get involved? I mean, you know, you surf online, you find one. Do you just show up?
You just join the group. And then once you join the group, you get notified of every event that gets scheduled.
Okay.
And then you RSVP yes or no. Sometimes when people are scheduling an event, they'll have a cap on the number of people that can be there. Sometimes there's not.
Mm. And especially if it's a dinner event, they need to know how many people are coming. So the event, the RSVPs will close, for instance, the day before, just so the restaurant can be informed. Yes. Yeah. And otherwise, you can just show up.
Now, are there live discussions that go on with this? Because I'm on the meetup right now, and I'm trying to look for some of my hobbies, which are science fiction and fantasy, amplifier building, you know, the old hardwire for guitar amps and stuff like that. And when I search, it's always limiting me to within a 5-mile radius of my address or my hometown.
Oh, no, you can reset that. That's
So it's a matter of me just resetting some of those to see. So if someone was in Illinois that had a similar interest, I could join their group. It's really not geographically based.
The tool itself will do search in whatever geography you tell it.
Got you.
So mine right now is set up to look for things within 50 miles of Ann Arbor.
Yes.
Got you.
But I have a friend who travels a lot for work.
Yeah, I would imagine.
And she uses Meetup when she's going to go spend a week somewhere. She'll go look and see if there's a group in the area and see if there's things to do she might want to do on her business trip. Right.
So beer brewing, guitar building, guitar amps, and science fiction and fantasy. I'm looking for some of my hobbies, volleyball. And so, yeah, expanding that range out really helped. I appreciate that suggestion.
Beer drinking for me. So we're talking to Tina Watson and Margaret Cunahan, and we've been talking about Meetup, but